Welcome to Astrology Dialogues, podcast number 11. Libra, the scales. I attain harmony with others using my gifts of fairness and balance. And I want to, as I do for every month, for each of the signs, I want to emphasize that if your birthday does not fall during the Libra time frame for the year that you were born, this does not mean that you do not experience the energy of Libra, because somewhere in your natal chart, it is present. All 12 signs of the zodiac are expressed in your being, although some signs and therefore their corresponding energies may be more emphasized than others. The sun sign is about your essence, your vitality, what makes you feel alive, and your self-image. Whatever your sun sign, you are on a lifelong journey to discover and fully embrace the sign's energy. And some say you may be tested in life to experience the meaning of your sun sign's energy. The sun began its transit of the sign of Libra beginning at 2:05 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on September 23rd, 2011. As I began preparation for writing my blog article, and you know, which I used for this podcast, I repeatedly thought of the line from the movie Avatar, which is, "I see you," the greeting of the Na'vi natives from the fictional planet of Pandora. And translated, it is closer to the meaning of "I understand you." And Libra marks a stage in the zodiac where humans realize the importance of the other in the art of relationship. Collectively speaking, the Na'vi may be more spiritually advanced than Earthlings, but nevertheless, you know, I thought that the greeting is a pertinent illustration of the Libra's consideration of the other. The symbol associated with Libra is the scales. And these are often represented either alone or, you know, held by a human. And you might see a portrayal of this on my blog, which is www.astrologyspeaks.blogspot.com. And my blog is entitled Astrology Food for Thought. The scales convey the concept of balance, and you'll see in my on my blog a medieval painting of a young lady holding the scales. The beginning of Libra marks a time when we have equal night and equal day. You know, it's the beginning of autumn. The scales also signify justice and the law, and on a spiritual level, the restoration of balance, like the concept of karma. The Libra glyph, which is also pictured on my blog, resembles a yoke. And it indicates the need for teamwork and a balanced effort. And that's the observation of astrologer Bruce Nevin. And he notes that traditionally, this was a season where farmers, you know, weigh in their produce and at the fall harvest marketplace. And, you know, there's a need to balance social needs. Like the seventh house, Libra marks the point in the zodiac, says Nevin, where there is a shift from subjective concerns to objective consciousness. Libra rules the seventh house of the other, spouses or business partners, and some say our close friends are also represented here. And this is where we have a contract or commitment to another. In traditional astrology, the seventh house is called the house of marriage and also the house of open enemies. And as you all know, those who have been closest to us are sometimes can feel like our enemies, especially when they reveal information about us that we don't want revealed. A case in point is the relationship between Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. You know, the couple has been divorced for 6 years now, but they still make comments or innuendos about the other. This was recently in the news, and usually those comments are not very flattering. In fact, you know, Pitt told Parade magazine that he had become a slacker and that his marriage to Aniston had something to do with that. And, you know, Pitt said, "I was trying to pretend the marriage was something it wasn't." And after Pitt made those disparaging comments about his marriage to Aniston, there were reports on CelebTV.com that Aniston told friends that, you know, Brad was a dull stoner. Yes, you know, I do read the gossip rags, and Pitt's comments I can substantiate because they are printed in Parade magazine, but I can't confirm for sure that Aniston actually made those remarks about Pitt. My point here, is not to elaborate on gossip, but simply to point out, to illustrate the meaning of the seventh house and the concept of open enemies. Libra is a cardinal sign because it marks the beginning of a new season. Cardinal signs have an active orientation. They use dynamic energy to start something new. Libra is an air sign, which represents the mental and the social realm. And like other air signs, Gemini and Aquarius, the sign is savvy in the networking realm. Libra's planetary ruler is Venus, which is concerned with attracting and with relating to another. And Venus is also about aesthetics and art. Astrologer Deborah Holding says that Venus has a need to be wanted and a need for approval of others. Consequently, relationships and the recognition of responsibilities to others is what gives meaning to life for Libra. The sun represents the energy to express one's individual nature and encourage the unfolding of whatever will make the individual feel more alive. The sun is about the individual's essence. And when the sun transits the sign of Libra, traditional astrology says that it is in its fall. It's not a good position for the sun, because there is a lack of compatibility between Libra's concern for the other, which weakens the sun's search for individual identity. So Holding adds that the natural subjugation of clear ego expression for Libra is also compounded by the Venus rulership. The positive attributes that Venus bestows upon Libra are good manners, diplomacy, civility, charm, refinement, polish, and good taste. Others may add descriptors like easygoing, friendly, peace-loving, and fair. Now, Libra is perfectly suited to positions, at the State Department. They do well in venues where an institution or government entity needs a chief of protocol or a party planner. We know very well that, most people do not always reflect only the positive aspects of their sign. And, because Libra wants surroundings to be beautiful and harmonious, this sign may be too prone to make judgments on surface appearances. Furthermore, because they are inclined to balance the pros and cons of opinions and arguments, they can vacillate between perspectives, making them appear to be without convictions. Now, some say Libra can be lazy, delicate, indecisive, overly dependent, overly adaptive, underhandedly manipulative, and lacking in self-confidence. One of the major challenges facing harmony-loving Libra is how to handle the realities of everyday conflicts. Holding notes that Libra can either synthesize these conflicts into a working whole or to be in a state of inconstancy and indecision. Holding proposes that the ideal process for Libra is to analyze the matter and then integrate the analysis into a solution and a resolution, holding firm to their position unless, there's new information that requires reevaluation. Now, Librans are at their finest when they can stand by principles so that they use their gifts of impartiality and fairness in a sincere manner. And I'd like to spend a moment here debunking some of the Libra stereotypes, because sometimes in the astrological literature there is a tendency to perhaps not look at all aspects of a sign, and sometimes we tend to generalize about what a sign is about. And in the astrological literature, sometimes Libra is portrayed as, naturally harmonious and easygoing, as if that wasn't, if there wasn't any work involved in that. And, my point of view is that yes, there's a lot of work in maintaining balance and harmony, but they sometimes make Libra sound very languid and laid back, and, it may appear that way, but there's a lot going on inside of Libra's process. And it takes enormous energy to understand another and also to sustain a working relationship. And think of the hard work that goes on into mediating a labor dispute or handling an international conflict, in a diplomatic manner. And, over 30 years have passed since President Jimmy Carter helped forge a peace treaty between Israel and its Arab neighbor of Egypt. And in his historic Camp David address, Carter stated, in quotes, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the children of God," unquote. Very Libra statement, concerned about peace. The PBS history documentary series American Experience did a documentary on President Carter. And at the website for American Experience, one observer writes, in quotes, "It's difficult to imagine any other American president doing what Carter did at Camp David. Most would not even have tried. And Carter's capacity for hard work, mastery of detail, moral integrity, and just plain stubbornness all came into play. Though he would receive little domestic political benefit, it established Carter as a top global statesman and has served as the inspiration for much of his work since leaving office," unquote. And my point here is that we have to give Libra more credit, for the energy that's required to obtain and to keep the peace. And Libra is a cardinal sign, and we should not underrate, their desire to initiate change and their will to pursue an agenda, but their process is different than, say, their opposite sign of Aries, which is also action-oriented as a cardinal sign. Astrologer Caroline Casey loves to quote a fellow astrologer, his last name is Jacobs, who observes, in quotes, "A Libra is just an Aries who has been to charm school," unquote. And that statement reflects, Libra's drive, it's a similar drive of wanting to accomplish something, but obviously there's another element to it. Libra is charming because they do want to, they are concerned, with what others think of them. And they have a whole different way of going about trying to accomplish their goal. The difference, of course, between the two signs is major. Pure Aries energy is concerned with the self, while Libra, of course, is intent on meeting the needs of others in addition to the self. So in a discussion, Aries might state, "This is how I feel." Libra, on the other hand, would say, "Well, let's summarize how we feel." And I want to end my podcast here with just some quotations, some statements that some famous Libras have made. And some of you who are very young or live outside the United States might not be familiar with all of these individuals. And I don't want to review their biographies. You can certainly do that on your own. But my point here is to look at their language. The language that they use really reflects what's important to them, what they're concerned about, and the approach that they would use. It reflects their values. And I'm quoting these individuals because their language, reflects Libra. And my first example is First Lady and United Nations Ambassador Eleanor Roosevelt. And of course, she was married to President Franklin Roosevelt. And her first quote is, "I have spent many years of my life in opposition, and I rather like the role," unquote. So, once again, that's very Libra. Libra often looks at the other side of a statement. Sometimes, if I say, I think Blue Mountain coffee is the best coffee around. Well, they'll say, "Oh, well, I don't know about that. Let's look at this other type of coffee," or something. Obviously, you can think of something more relevant. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. But they'll look at another point of view, and that's what that statement reflects. "Justice cannot be for one side alone, but must be for both," unquote. Once again, in order for justice to work, it's got to be more broadly applied. That, of course, is very Libra, the concern for justice, of course, and realizing that needs a broader application. Understanding is a two-way street. Very Libra, concerned with the other. The next personality is Gandhi, who was the leader of the India independence movement. Of course, India was for many years a British colony, and Gandhi was a very important leader for helping India to gain its independence. And obviously, he's known as the father of nonviolence. He inspired this whole movement in a nonviolent way, and it worked, It's very inspirational. And his quotes are, the first one, all compromise is based on give and take, but there can be no give and take on fundamentals. Any compromise on mere fundamentals is surrender, for it is all give and no take, unquote. Once again, this is an example of a Libra who has very strong principles and understands that, you don't give away your principles just for peace and harmony. His next statement is, if we are to teach real peace in this world and we are to carry on a real war against war, we shall have to begin with the children, unquote. Once again, developing a strategy. How is he going to perpetuate peace on the planet? And, his point of view is that we have to begin with the children. They have fresher minds and are not so addicted to war. His next quote is, there is a higher court than courts of justice, and that is the court of conscience. It supersedes all other courts. So, once again, the concern for justice, but realizing that there's a deeper moral aspect to justice than, simply laws, which may not necessarily, laws may not necessarily reflect the highest morality. The next one is, President Jimmy Carter. In quotes, unless both sides win, no agreement can be permanent, unquote. Next quote, we will not learn how to live together in peace by killing each other's children, unquote. There should be an honest attempt at reconciliation of differences before resorting to combat, unquote. Obviously he's very realizes the importance of the other, and there just cannot be peace unless it's you're giving justice to both sides. John Lennon, singer-songwriter, originally of the Beatles, in quotes, if someone thinks that love and peace is a cliche that must have been left behind in the 60s, that's his problem. Love and peace are eternal. Very, very Libra. In quotes, a dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality, unquote. So once again, just this extension of beyond yourself, you can only make that a reality with another. And I also think of that in terms of his relationships. He's a person I think who is very much into a partner relationship, and certainly Yoko Ono, his partner, demonstrated similar values as he did, and they both took that to the public realm. For example, his sleep in for peace. When he and Yoko Ono were in a very public bed singing, Give Peace a Chance. And, that line is also very reflective of Libra. All we are saying is give peace a chance, unquote. Finally, I present the ICU song, the lyrics from the theme song from James Cameron's Avatar, the movie. And it goes, ICU, ICU. And I'm not singing this, just simply relaying the lyrics. ICU, ICU, walking through a dream, ICU. My light in darkness, breathing hope of new life. Now I live through you and you through me, enchanted. I pray in my heart that this dream never ends. I see me through your eyes, breathing new life, flying high. Your love shines the way into paradise, so I offer my life as a sacrifice. I live through your love. You teach me how to see all that's beautiful. My senses touch your world I never pictured. Now I give my hope to you. I surrender. I pray in my heart that this world never ends. I see me through your eyes, breathing new life, flying high. Your love shines the way into paradise, so I offer my life. I offer my love for you. And my heart was never open, and my spirit never free, to the world that you have shown me. But my eyes could not envision all the colors of love and of life evermore, evermore. I see me through your eyes, breathing new life, flying high. Your love shines the way into paradise, so I offer my life as a sacrifice. I live through your love. I live through your love. I see you. Very, very, very Venusian, you know, concern for the other, the need for the other, expressing the fact that, you know, you understand yourself more sometimes because you are in relationship with another. And all this is reflective of Libra and Venus. And I wish you a wonderful month when the sun transits Libra, and may we all become more civil and concerned about balance and harmony and a concern for others. And thank you once again for listening to podcast number 11.